Time for us to have a look at some summer movie releases that are coming at us this week. It's a really huge week for movie releases. Isn't like Boxing Day the biggest day for releases in the year or something like that? Anyway, that's what we can expect. Radio National film critic Julie Rigg is joining me now. Julie, good morning.
Good morning, Wally.
What films have taken your fancy?
Well, there are a number. The big batch of releases is on Boxing Day. One of the ones I like very much is The Iron Lady. Another one is Tintin. That's the title in brief, a Steven Spielberg motion capture animation of Hergé's classic cartoon.
So this is a film about Margaret Thatcher and a film about Kevin Rudd, is that right?
Almost. I think Hergé's version comes off as a little better. He's heroic rather than micromanaging.
Okay, well, we'll get to that one in a moment. I had the chance to see The Iron Lady as part of a preview for this segment, which I was really great for me to do. I really enjoyed it. And Meryl Streep's performance as Margaret Thatcher, not just an old Margaret Thatcher, but also a Margaret Thatcher as a Prime Minister, I think just ends any argument about who the best female actor of all time is, and perhaps even the best actor of all time. Incredible performance.
More than mimicry, do you think, Wally?
It was unbelievable. I watched this whole film. I reckon I saw Meryl Streep maybe twice.
Yeah, you saw The Iron Lady.
It was incredible. Really, really was.
Well, let's hear just a little of Meryl as Margaret.
With all due respect, sir, I have done battle every single day of my life. Gentlemen, shall we join the ladies?
They really didn't know what to make of Margaret Thatcher.
No, they
didn't.
When
she busted through the more than a glass ceiling. It was something like an iron ceiling, I'd say.
And even the voice. I mean, just there, you could hear Margaret Thatcher. That really, really was her. It was just an incredible performance.
Sorry, go ahead. No, it's not so much a political film. It's a biopic. And there's always one or two in the season before the Oscars. But I actually liked the screenwriter Abby Morgan's approach of framing it with Thatcher in old age furiously battling her declining memory, battling dementia. And those memories and conversations with Dennis, who by that time has died, slipping in and out of them. I thought that was very innovative.
I've got to say, though, I was a little disappointed in the film. I thought it was amazingly put together. I thought as a biopic, getting in the head and under the skin of this character, Margaret Thatcher as a character, a cinematic character, I thought it was exceptionally good at that. But as someone who has an interest in politics, I just found the whole thing very superficial. The political episodes kind of come and go very quickly without conveying the sense of gravity that was in it or in any of those episodes, really. And you didn't get much of a sense as Thatcher as a politician as opposed to a personality. Is that actually a weakness or is it just my bias?
Well, look, everyone's going to approach this film with preconceptions, except maybe if you're under 25 and weren't alive while she was in the chair or commander. I thought there's just enough there to show her steely anti-socialist resolve and to show the origins of that little Englander determination to stop her countrymen whinging and the union sabotaging the nation as she saw it, stand on their own two feet economically. I just think it's more of an attempt to show where that confrontational personality came from. We do see the strikes, the riots, the demonstrations, the miners' dispute from her own viewpoint. Awful scenes sometimes, glimpsed through a car window or the bombing of the hotel during the Tory conference. But I guess it's not going to satisfy everybody. What it's trying to do is to really reopen the debate, which has been stuck between Thatcher idolaters and Thatcher haters for 30 years, I reckon.
Right, but it's ultimately a sympathetic portrayal.
Not entirely.
Really? You don't think so?
I think yes and no. I have more respect for Thatcher than I did when I went to see this film. I think the approach that Phyllida Lloyd, the director, has taken is interesting, and the screenwriter, Abby Morgan, who, by the way, has written that fabulous series, The Hour, on ABC television at the moment. Lloyd made her career in Shakespeare and grand opera. Then she made a film called Mamma Mia, which busted box office records and put a lot of other British filmmakers' noses out of joint.
Shakespeare and grand opera?
Yeah, well, it's a Shakespearean comedy, I think, that one. But she sees this one as very much a Shakespearean tale about power and hubris. King Lear for girls, as Meryl Streep called it, with Dennis as the fool, with the conniving courtiers in cabinet, with Thatcher in her decline railing about treachery. And, of course, she does eventually become the tyrant. And I think the film shows that bullying hubris quite clearly.
There are a lot of great things about it. Just my political interest, I guess, wasn't satiated, but there are a lot of great things about that film. The Iron Lady is rated M. Just quickly, let's have a look at Tintin.
Yeah. Look, Steven Spielberg has two films out this Christmas. One, War Horse, which I found overly long, disappointingly sentimental.
Okay,
and
then.
Tintin. The Adventures of Tintin, The Secret of the Unicorn, animated with a beautiful blend of motion capture animation. Did you grow up with Hergé's comics?
No, I got to say, I didn't. I'm a Batman and Ninja Turtles person.
Well, my mum banned comics. So
that's wrong.
Yes, I know. She's dead now, so I can say it was wrong. I was very deprived, but there's enough, I've since come to them, just enough to recognise that there is such a beautiful capturing of Hergé's hero, Tintin. And what you have to realise is that this was a product of imperialism. He began drawing Tintin, who's a heroic young journalist, between the wars, and it's in the vein of, you know, Sanders of the River or all those British colonial boys' own Baden Powell heroes, except, you know, it's a Belgian imperialism in this case. If you don't get that, I don't think you'll find the film as funny as I did, but I think it's a family film for grown-ups.
Right.
That's fabulous.
Well, that's always good. That's not a bad genre, the family film for grown-ups. Just before I let you go, let's hear a little bit of that film. Oh, we don't have it.
Have you found it?
He doesn't have it.
It's not on him, boss. It's not here.
Not here? Then where is it?
Where's what?
Oh, I am tired of your games.
The scroll from the unicorn. A piece of paper like this.
You mean the poem?
Yes.
The poem written in Old English?
Yes.
It was inside a cylinder?
Yes.
Concealed in the mast?
Yes!
I don't have it.
Oh, I'm feeling the tension already. Julie Rigg, thanks so much for speaking to us today. That's The Adventures of Tintin, The Secret of the Unicorn. That film, it's in cinemas Boxing Day rated PG, and it's also in 3D.
I understand.
Well, there you go. Wow. And movie time's going on with all new programs throughout summer, so you'll be busy.
I am.
Yes, indeed. Look forward to it. Thanks very much, Julie.
Thanks, Wally.
90 minutes past 8 here on Radio National Summer Breakfast.